Live for the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gura. God bless America. Thank you for being here. Maybe it's the No BS Zone. You know, No BS Zone, because we're just giving it to you straight. Hey, three big things you need to know right now. Number one, winter is back. You may have noticed. Tip-up time will go forward. You got that going on. Number two, as I told you, Alyssa Slotkin is your front runner to replace Debbie Stabenow for that Senate seat in Michigan. We'll see how she does. She's on her way. And number three, the State of the State address from Governor Whitmer. She wants tax relief, gun reform, and even though she didn't say ending right to work directly, she wants to look at that as well. But immediate tax relief, and common sense action. It's always common sense. Common sense. Gun control. Did not call on banning AR-15s, but that's not too far down the line. I don't think that's too far down the line, actually, that she'll be looking for that. The time for only thoughts and prayers is over, she said. Taking shots at inaction by lawmakers in this country and in this state previously to respond to mass shootings across the nation, including November of 2021 when four high school kids were murdered at Oxford High School. The governor said policymakers should make universal background checks a requirement for anyone who wants to buy a firearm, a safe storage standard for guns at home, and extreme risk protection orders, red flag laws. Red flag laws to allow guns to be taken away from people deemed a risk to themselves and others by no court hearing at all. And she said, here's a quote from her. I want to be very clear. I'm not talking about law-abiding citizens. Hunters and responsible gun owners from both sides of the aisle know that we need to get these common sense gun safety proposals across the finish line. And I, you know, you have to repeat yourself because they don't listen. When soldiers were returning from Concord and Lexington, they weren't coming home from deer camp, all right? They were coming home from shooting British soldiers dead. The Second Amendment is not about hunting. The Second Amendment is about the right of a free people to defend themselves as they see fit and to defend themselves against government any way they see fit. But doesn't matter. Paul Long is the CEO of the Michigan Catholic Conference. He's quoted in the Detroit News article. He called it a common sense gun control policy. Here's what he said. Too often we see on television or read online about children or other young adults who too easily accessed a gun that in the end regrettably took the life of another. The unnecessary killing of innocent persons by way of irresponsible gun ownership or ease of access must come to an end. They want to criminalize you. If you have a gun in your own private residence, they want to criminalize you. Do they make you a criminal if your car is stolen and somebody runs a stop sign and kills somebody else? No. But if somebody takes your gun illegally, then they want to turn you into a criminal. Republican Andrew Fink of Hillsdale nailed it the way I see it. This is her entrance, her official announcement that she's going to the ball from Governor Whitmer. Her official announcement that she'll be going to the ball. And what I mean by that is she is going to run for president of the United States. And I think that right now, if I were going to take a shot at this, my shot would be Gavin Newsom and Gretchen Whitmer for the Democrats. Those are your two finalists. And I would assume that Newsom, with all of his money, would come out on top. By the way, Eric Nesbitt will be here. He's the Senate Republican leader. He'll join me here in a few minutes to talk more about all of these things. So don't miss that. Eric Nesbitt coming up. He's from Porter Township. And what Nesbitt said, and I agree, another quote from yesterday, she talks about freedom and openness, and yet she goes ahead and doesn't trust free people. That's right. A lot of the details, there weren't many details, actually. There weren't many details at all. Richard Zuba of Glengariff Group says she's framing her ideas and targeting independence. She's talking about a cut in taxes on retirement income, which is a break for former government employees, an expanded tax credit for low-wage workers, and an effort to ensure that all four-year-olds can attend preschool for free. My proposals tonight will tackle the challenges people are facing right now, make a real difference in their lives, and make Michigan more competitive. This is our future, but policies alone mean nothing. It's about the people they impact. It helps parents, especially moms, go back to work. And it will launch hundreds of preschool classrooms across Michigan, supporting thousands of jobs. That's what she wants. Republican State Board of Education member Tom McMillan, a former state lawmaker, attacked Whitmer's proposal as government overreach. Not long ago, government-funded full-day kindergarten was their goal. Now the left, as the government put it, wants government-run child care for all kids. They want to be the ones caring for all the kids. Give us your kids, is the less continuous mantra. Tonight's proposal, just another step in that direction. Addressing learning loss, much of it the result of her bad behavior and bad policies back during the pandemic, was also there. Whitmer called on lawmakers to pass funding tutoring programs before they recess on March 23rd for a two-week spring break. Wouldn't that be nice if you had a two-week spring break? I'd like to have one. Yeah. Well, as I have said, get ready for the progressive agenda. It's what Michigan voted for, apparently. And even though the margins are thin, 20-18 in the Senate, 56-54 in the House, despite those very thin margins, they have the margins. And as a result, you're going to see the progressive agenda make its way through. Now, when it gets to certain things like gun control, you could see actions in the courts and people push back. We'll see. We'll see about right-to-work laws, if they get repealed, where that goes. But as we discussed earlier here on this program, when you're trying to attract big companies to the state, like battery manufacturers, for example, eliminating a right-to-work law does not entice big companies to come here. Forced unionization and forced union participation and forced union dues do not entice big companies to make Michigan their home and bring jobs with them. When you look at battery plants in places like Kentucky and Tennessee, that might be something you take into consideration. The lobbyists are going to have their hands very full. All right, I'm going to take a break. When I come back, Steve Hayes will be here, chairman of fairtax.org. What about the GOP bill to abolish the tax code? And what about all the millionaires and billionaires in Davos trying to tax the ultra-rich? What about it? We'll talk about it straight ahead with Steve Hayes on the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction. But where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
One of the things that sets high school sports apart from other youth sports is community. Taking pride in representing your town, having your classmates by your side, and playing in front of your neighbors. It's literally a place where everybody knows your name. You can't get this anywhere else but in high school sports. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.